Edward Jones Financial Advisors of Emporia. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. By the Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th Street. The Sports Connection, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. And by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all of your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 342-2176.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
With that, we welcome you back to Hayden High School. The sounds of the Hayden Pep Band as they play the national anthem. And we are about set for basketball between the Emporia Spartans and the Hayden Wildcats. Brennan Nuntz with you here in Topeka. Spartans look for their first win. Time now for your starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, now offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans, from the Emporia State Federal Credit Union. First for the visiting Spartans, led by 12th-year head coach Bo Welch. They're 0-8 this season. Bo Welch will trot out the same starting lineup for the ninth consecutive game. 5'11 sophomore guard Sheldon Stewart, 6'3 sophomore forward Cooper Reck, 6'2 sophomore forward, or senior forward, I should say, Jacob Ortega, and then 5'1 freshman guard River Peters. And for the Hayden Wildcats, 1-5 this season under first-year head coach Dwayne Paul. They will go with 5'6 sophomore guard Jacob Padilla, 6-foot senior guard Jake Moeller, 6'2 junior guard Trent Duffy, 6'2 junior forward Daxton Ham, and 6'4 junior forward Joe Otting. And the player to watch for Hayden probably is going to be Joe Otting, as he is a returning contributor for the Wildcats. But a year ago, the Spartans had an anecdote for him, and that was Charles Snyder underneath. But this year, not nearly as much size for the Spartans, and in particular, just not a lot of thickness necessarily underneath as well. And I say thickness because Joe Otting's 6'4", so not overwhelmingly tall, but he's listed at 270 pounds. He is a very well-built big man, good footwork, and very good around the rim and also at the free throw line. So he will be a handle inside for the likes of Jacob Ortega and Cooper Reck, who probably those two will draw the main assignments against Otting. Otting and Reck set to jump. Ball is in the air, and it's tipped back to Jacob Padilla, and the Hayden Wildcats win the toss. We are underway. The Wildcats and Spartans here on your Friday evening on KVOE. Pass inside it goes. Dribbling in the lane. Two dribbles up and no good on a turnaround jumper from Daxton Ham. And the rebound is pulled down by Jacob Ortega. So, one and done for the Hayden Wildcats. Good start for the Spartans. But then a turnover. Jacob Padilla up with it. Going mano a mano and blocked by Reck. And the rebound to Ortega. And we have a whistle and a foul called. Did we have a push-off? Okay, a foul against Reck. I'm not exactly sure where it came from, but that is... Okay, that is odd. That was a very, very delayed foul call. The whistle didn't come until after the ball had been rebounded and Jacob Ortega was dribbling up the floor with it. They ruled that the foul came on the initial layup attempt by Jacob Padilla. And so Padilla shooting two. 5'6 point guard. Main ball handler for Hayden hits the first free throw. And second one takes a victory lap but pops out. A 1-for-2 trip for Padilla. It is 1-0 Hayden, 40 seconds into this contest. Parker leads with the basketball. The Wildcats in a man-to-man defense. Ortega over to Reck. Reck dribbling at the top of the circle over to Stewart on the near side wing. Now Ortega on the corner. He'll center the round it to Reck. Makes his way to Stewart in the far side, working against Padilla. Stewart looking to drive, instead dishes off to Ortega. Ortega looking inside, but nothing there. Now it's Reck coming out to get a handle. Off to Stewart. And now back to Ortega. Ortega going into the lane, stops just below the free throw line, but back out to the perimeter. Reck with it out to Ortega. Reck wants it now at the left block. The Hayden students making some noise. Their team playing very a rugged defense. And now after over 40 seconds of ball handling for the Spartans, we have a foul call. Jake Moeller hits the deck as Cooper Reck knocked him over. But Moeller is going to be called for a blocking foul. That is the first whistle against the Wildcats. Comes at the 6:38 mark. Inbound goes into Sheldon Stewart. Brings it back across midcourt after retrieving it in the backfield. Backcourt. Now to Parker Leeds. Leeds driving baseline and lays it up and in. He got around Joe Otting and lays it up and in. Leeds with the first points of the game for the Spartans. They lead 2-1. It was the first shot attempt of the game as well. Over to Padilla. Padilla is open for three and he'll knock it down. It's a simple pass over to the left wing and Jacob Padilla knock it down. First field goal for the Wildcats, who lead 4-2. Padilla hit three threes in their last game. That was a loss to Topeka West a week ago. Peters into Reck. Reck going right into Otting, and his shot is way too strong. The rebound to Trent Duffy. Duffy pushing the other way to Jake Moeller. Moeller going to circle around to Ham. Ham driving in, and a foul called underneath. It's going to be on the floor against Emporia. River Peters, the guilty party. His first comes at the 5:46 mark. Second team foul against the Spartans. Moeller to inbound. Gets a quick pass into Duffy. Duffy trying to body it up against Reck. No good. Offensive rebound and a foul on the way back up. And it's Joe Otting coming down with the rebound and earning a trip to the line. And we have a problem. Cooper Reck is called for his second foul. So just 2 minutes and 18 seconds into the game, Corbin Cooper is going to pull off the warm-up and check into the game. First free throw, by the way, was no good for Otting. Interesting that Cooper's the first man off the bench. He did not play against Topeka West, but he's into the first quarter. Otting misses both, and Cooper, just into the game, pulls down the rebound. So 1-for-4 from the line is Hayden to start this game. Cooper with the basketball, working right side. Ortega sets a screen, sends it over to the left for Stewart. Stewart wants to swing it back to Cooper and eventually does. Looking inside, Leeds is posting up against Moeller. A couple of guards involved. Now Leeds going to get a touch on the right wing. Leeds looking for a drive instead, now into Stewart. Stewart faked a backdoor cut, but does not pass it. Now has to get out to Peters, but before he can do so, he lost the pivot foot and a travel called against Sheldon Stewart. That is the second turnover for the Emporia Spartans. A couple of subs for the Wildcats. They will get Dylan Foster, a 5'11 junior, and Carson Alfonsi, a 5'10 junior, off the bench. Moeller across midcourt over to Alfonsi. Now it's Foster getting in touch with Stewart, the primary defender. 3 minutes gone in this game. It's 4-2 Hayden. Long pass back to the near side to Foster. Foster driving baseline against Stewart and then throws it away. Trying to pass it across the lane, and River Peters picked it off near the left block. Peters has it straight on. Thought about a three. Instead, will dribble over to the right wing and pass it off to Parker Leeds. Leeds makes the handoff to Peters. Now pass to Stewart. Working towards the near side. Finds Ortega in the circle. Ortega sets the screen as he passes it back to Stewart. Stewart falling down. Attempted a very awkward shot that is blocked out of bounds. And rather fortunate that it was just that. As ever Stewart attempted, there was no shot of it going in. Parker Leeds will inbound from the baseline in front of the Hayden student section, which is almost full. Good turnout here this Friday night. Peters over to Ortega, beyond the perimeter. Ortega rifles a pass into Cooper, who is open, but he gets it back out to Ortega, who rips a three. That's no good. Moeller will pull down the rebound. pushing it ahead. Back out to Moeller, working against Leeds, looking inside to Otting. Otting backing his way in against Ortega. Turns around his right shoulder. He can't roll it in. However, Trent Duffy gets an offensive rebound and another opportunity. Now another pass into Otting. Ortega, do or die, cannot get the pass. River Peters tries his best to rotate over, but Otting able to score. Those are his first points of the game. First field goal knocked down from inside the arc for the Wildcats. They lead 6-2. We're already over halfway through our first quarter. Leeds driving right around Dylan Foster, and he scores, but we have a foul called against Dylan Foster. The foul called by, I believe that official is Pete Canizero, who was a longtime baseball umpire that I worked for many moons ago in high school. Quick inbound pass to Ortega. He got a great look, no good. Rebound, no good, but Corbin Cooper able to strip it away from Dylan Foster and score. Corbin Cooper, the nice hustle play for the bucket, and Spartans are on the board. A corner three is no good for Carson Alfonsi, and the rebound to the Spartans. Stewart pushing the other way. Back around to Peters. Peters thought about a three, now drives in. Peters dried, and it draws a foul. Two shots coming. A lot of contact underneath as Trent Duffy hit the deck, but Duffy going to be called for the block, and two shots coming. River Peters coming off of his best game in a Spartans uniform, scored 20 points, knocked down a couple threes against Topeka West. He's at the free throw line and drills the first. Corbin Cooper will check out, getting high fives from the Spartan bench. Trey Templeton will check in for the first time in this game. Second free throw from Peters is good. We are now tied at six with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Into the game for the Hayden Wildcats is Caden Rice, who handles the basketball. Over to Moeller. Moeller drives baseline and back out to the perimeter. Over to the corner for Patrick Gorman, who also just checked in. Gorman gives it up. Now it's back in the hands of Dylan Foster. And now Duffy, the lone starter remaining in the game. Gorman with it, drives baseline, and a foul called. Whistle against the Spartans with 2:56 to play in the quarter. And it's Sheldon Stewart picking up his first foul. Oh, never mind. And we have a technical called. As I was writing down something, I look up, I hear whistles blowing, and a Spartan on the ground, and we're going to have a technical foul called against Kalen Rice. Got into it. I think it was River Peters that hit the deck. I don't know what prompted that. And Rice, right in front of us, is getting an earful, and rightfully so, from Coach Dwayne Paul. River Peters is shooting a pair and misses the first. One more to give the Spartans the lead, and he drills the second. Peters now 3 of 4 at the line. So Rice with a technical, and forget the foul call, which went against Leeds, not Stewart. Is that going to be Spartan basketball as Sheldon Stewart has the basketball? He's calling for Trey Templeton to come get the basketball. Finally, Templeton does do so. And far side near the sideline. Parker leads with it. Leads. Looking for a screen. Doesn't get it. Now long pass back over to the near side for Peters. Peters at the free throw line out to Ortega. Thought about a three. Pass it up. Now Templeton. Templeton looking inside. No one there. Now Leeds able to cut in. Body hits the floor. That's Moeller. No call. And Leeds turns around and hits the shot from 4 feet. Parker leads his second bucket. And the Spartans have a 3-point lead. It is 9-6. Rice stays in the game after his technical, has the basketball, and gives it off to Gorman. Gorman on the right side. Dangerous pass in the quarter, and Stewart able to pick it off, but then Gorman got his hands on it and knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Spartans with 2:08 to play in the first quarter. Duffy will check out. Daxton Hamm with curly bleach blonde hair, hard to miss, checking back in. Inbound goes to Parker Leeds following the third Hayden turnover. Actually, the fourth. The technical count technically goes as a turnover. Looking inside, Leeds for Templeton. The pass deflected out of bounds. That was Dylan Foster that got a hand on it. Templeton was in the corner. Leeds was cutting across, or actually the vice versa. Leeds was trying to hit Templeton, cutting across near the right block, but is deflected away. Now Leeds will inbound for the baseline near the far corner and able to find Ortega out beyond the top of the circle. Under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Pass into Leeds and a touch foul called. It's going to go against Hayden's Patrick Gorman. That is Gorman's first foul. Five team fouls against the Wildcats as we have quite a few whistles here in the early going. However, the Wildcats have done a good job spreading them out. They're against five different players. And now we have another foul called as a lob going into Ortega off the inbounds. And a foul called against Caden Rice. And Rice picks up his second, so he'll go to the bench. And a rough go for him early on off the bench. Picks up two fouls, including a tech. Now to the bench with 1:47 to go in the quarter. Leads the inbound, finds River Peters in the far side corner. Peters will rotate it around. Now it's Parker Leeds with it in the left side wing. Leeds picks up his dribble, finds Peters, pump fakes on a three. Instead swings it around to Stewart. Stewart back to Leeds. Wildcats sticking in their man-to-man defense. Very active offense for Emporia as Peters passes from the free throw line to Stewart. Stewart drives in. Off the window, no good, a little strong. Dylan Foster with the board. Back the other way are the Wildcats with it. 1:15 to go in the quarter. Hayden trailing by three. Padilla over to the corner for Gorman, working against Leeds. Gorman going to back it out near the wing and off to Otting, who just checked back in. Now Otting has it poked right out of his hands, and it's the Spartans the other way with it. No numbers, so Ortega tosses it back to Peters. He'll toss it back to Leeds, who's dribbling on the logo near midcourt. Still nearly a minute to go in the quarter, so unlikely that the Spartans play for the final shot here unless nothing materializes. And now, as I say that, Peters fires a three. A little bit guarded. It's off the mark. Gorman with the rebound. Now the other way, the Wildcats have 40 seconds to play with. Low scoring in first quarter, and Leeds steps in front of a pass intended for Otting. Now a spin move, gets past Padilla. Two on one to Peters trailing, and Peters hits the bucket, his first field goal. He's got 5 points, and the lead is five for the Spartans. Poria, faithful, and bench making some noise. 18 seconds in the quarter. Jacob Padilla dribbling near midcourt. Wildcats content to play for the final shot. Sheldon Stewart, the nearest defender, 8 seconds to work with. Gorman ready to set a screen, now gets the basketball, 5 seconds to work with. To the corner, three on the way for Foster, that's no good. Ham gets a shot at a putback, but that is no good, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 11-6 Spartans. Emporia scores the final 9 points of the first period and takes a 5-point lead into the second on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you in part by Kohlmeyer Dental. For your winning smile, call 342-9555 or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense. Mark II Lumber. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware. Price right every day at 825 East 6th. And Next Tech Wireless. The latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans, a.k.a. the Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Second quarter set to get underway. It's 11-6 Emporia in front. The Spartans scored the final 9 points of the first quarter. For that matter of note, the Spartans will be shooting free throws on every defensive foul for the entire rest of the first half. Six fouls against the Hayden Wildcats, so that's an advantage for Emporia. They have the ball in a five-point lead. Parker leads over to Ortega. Gets a screen from Leeds. Now Ortega picks up his dribble, needs some help. He finds Drew Hess, who's into the game for the first time, working against Otting. Hess out on the perimeter. Dangerous pass looking for Ortega. Padilla gets a hand on it into the backcourt. Body's tangled up. It's Ortega and Padilla with it. Ball ended up all the way over at the free throw line over on the Hayden end, and it's a tie-up called and that's going to send it to the Wildcats. So Hayden basketball, but it does prevent a fast break at least, so you appreciate the hustle by Padilla. Inbound pass goes in to Trent Duffy, and Duffy is bumped from behind by Corbin Cooper and hits the layup for good measure. So that snaps a 9-0 run, an and one for Duffy, as Corbin Cooper, who was beat on the play, commits somewhat of a needless foul there, and Duffy to the line, knocks down the free throw. He's got his first 3 points of the game. Hayden just 2 of 5 from the free throw line after that. Now it's 11-9. The Wildcats apply some full court pressure, a bit of a 2-2-1. Pass across to Cooper, falling down, able to get it to Peters. Peters driving, baseline, floater no good. Hess fighting for the rebound and out of bounds off of Drew Hess. Goes to the Wildcats. Not a bad look there for Peters. Drove baseline, tried a floater from about 6 or 8 feet, but doesn't go. Hess will check out after a brief spell, and Cooper Reck, playing with two fouls, is back in, where he sat for about the last 7 minutes or so. Padilla across to Moeller. Now he gets it back as Odding comes out to set a pick left side. Padilla will rifle it around to the near side. It's Moeller over to the corner for Duffy. Duffy back to Moeller. Not attempted a shot yet. Now Duffy in the corner. He's open for three and will knock it down. Trent Duffy with six straight, and the Hayden Wildcats are back in front. It's 12-11. Spartans able to push it across quickly and easily, but no numbers as the Wildcats get back. So the Spartans settle into their half-court defense. Already seen some long possessions in this game. Ortega drives in the paint. Got a man in the air and misses the shot over Daxton Ham. Ortega had a good look. Maybe it would have been better served try to get it off the window, instead not. Now over to Moeller. He's open for three. He can stroke it. Misses it, but Duffy is right there for an offensive rebound and a stick back. And Bo Welch has seen enough. He wants a timeout. We got a timeout, 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and stay here with 6:09 to play in the first half. So first quarter ended well for the Spartans. They scored eight straight. Second quarter has started very poorly in the turn for the Spartans, as they have allowed eight straight points. I should say they have allowed. Yes, it is indeed eight straight points. So it has been a less than stellar start the second quarter for the Spartans, as Trent Duffy, who had a career game against Topeka West last Friday, he scored 23 points. He did nothing in the first quarter, but has all eight here in the first 2 minutes of the second quarter. And so Spartans looking to get the defense recalibrated. Now they'll face a full court press coming out of the timeout. Ortega needs help. He just throws it to no one in particular, and it's turned over. Duffy up with it. Over to Padilla. Three on the way. That's no good. And it tipped back out to Odding, but a foul called over the back against Duffy, who is in disbelief. And well, the break in two senses for the Spartans. One, that turnover did not turn into points. And two, the fact that the foul is going to put Sheldon Stewart on the line for a 1-1, as that's team foul number 7 against the Wildcats, with 6:03 still to play in the first half. Stewart has not scored tonight, goes to the line. He's 5-10 at the free throw line this season. And he'll earn the back end. One more coming for Sheldon Stewart, 5'11 sophomore. And second one rattles out. Odding comes down with the board. Odding rather quiet so far, 2 points, two rebounds after having 15 and 13 against Topeka West. Padilla holding the basketball right wing against Peters. Odding comes out to set a pick. Padilla turns the corner, drives in the lane, out to Moeller in the corner. Moeller back out. Now into Odding. Odding right block. Long pass whipped over to Padilla. Padilla sends it over to Moeller. Moeller, no look pass into Odding, who fires out the bottom of the backboard. No good. Gets his own miss and then is fouled on the way back up and will go to the line to shoot a pair.
Foul on the Spartans, number 24.
Foul is on Drew Hess. That is. Okay, never mind. They put up 24. Like, wait, Drew Hess is not in the game, but River Peters, that is the correct call there. Well, Peters picks up his second, so Peters and Reck each have two. Meanwhile, for Hayden, Duffy and Rice have two apiece. Duffy is still in the game. Reck is playing with two. It looks like Peters may as well. Otting at the line, knocks down the first. Just getting set to check in for Hayden is Carter Sharbad, who's not played so far in this game. 6'1 sophomore. He'll check in for Otting if he knocks down the second free throw. And he does not, so Sharbad will stay put for now. Otting has missed three of his four from the line, and Hayden's just 3-9 as a team from the stripe. Sheldon Stewart with the basketball. Over to Reck at the right elbow, trying to hand off to Stewart. A little bit awkward handoff, but able to get to its destination. Now Reck over to Ortega. Ortega against Ham. Ortega, nice spin move, able to get free, and then trying to find Reck, who is cutting along the baseline. And out of bounds, it's tipped off of Hayden. And I have a couple officials talking about this, and to be completely honest, it looked like from this angle, I was looking straight down the line of where that pass was thrown. I don't think that ball hit anything once it left Jacob Ortega's hand. So that is a break for Emporia. No turnover. Instead, another opportunity for the Spartans. So we have 5 minutes to play till halftime, 15-12. Hayden in front. Sheldon Stewart off the screen, over to Reck in the corner. Reck trying to drive against Carter Sharbad, and a foul called. Now Sharbad picks up his first, and team foul number 8 is going to put Reck on the free throw line. Reck has not scored in this game. He averages 9 points, a little under 3 boards. He misses the free throw. Long rebound. Leeds and Ham fighting for it, and Leeds will be called for the foul near the far sideline. And that's going to put Ham on the line for a 1-1 as Daxton Ham draws the foul. That is team foul number 7 against Emporia. So now Parker Leeds has 2 fouls. So certainly not a situation that Bo Welch wanted. We have almost 5 minutes to go in the first half, and the top 3 scorers for Bo Welch all have 2 fouls. Ham has not scored in this game. He connects on the first. Second one on the way is knocked down. Ham, 2-for-2 trip there. It is now 17-12, Hayden. Some press applied by Hayden. Stewart needs to get it across, able to do so to Leeds. Leeds on the left side, double team coming, and this time, no doubt about it, Leeds chucks it out of bounds. Trying to pass across court to River Peters, but Peters already had cut towards the corner and could not reverse course and get that basketball. And so a turnover by the Spartans, who have continued to go cold here in the second quarter. They have not hit a shot in the second quarter. They've been outscored 11-1. Pass into Otting. Leeds hits the deck. No call. Otting hits the shot. Joe Otting now with 5 points in the game. It is 19-12. Hayden in front thanks to a 13-1 run. Stewart across midcourt, and it's timeout called by Bo Welch. 30-second timeout will take it with them. 4:10 to play in the second quarter. This is Spartan Basketball on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And Mr. G's Car Washes, featuring the all-new Express Wash. Ask about their monthly membership for unlimited washes.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
4:10 to play in the second quarter. Bo Welch has already burned 2 timeouts in the last 2 minutes. And the first one unable to stop the bleeding. See if the second one can. It is a 13-1 run for the Wildcats to open the second quarter. Hayden leads 19-12. We have 4:05 to go until halftime. Sheldon Stewart over to Ortega. Nice backdoor cut by Parker Lees, and Ortega finds him for a layup. leads with six to lead the Spartans. The first field goal of the second quarter for the Spartans shuts up the Hayden student section. Over to Duffy. He's open for three in the left side corner. In and out, and Ham will be called for an over-the-back foul. Daxton Ham whistled for the foul. And going to the line for Emporia will be Jacob Ortega. Well, the free throw line has been an adventure for Ortega this year. He has attempted 12 free throws. He has missed 10, but he hits the first, which with a 1-1 is always key. Well, second free throw coming for the senior. And Ortega, how about that? A 2-for-2 trip on the line. Definitely good to see two go down for Jacob. Spartans now 6-9 at the line. They trail 19-16. At least it should be 16. Now they put that last free throw up there. 3.5 to go till halftime. Moeller tiptoeing the baseline and called for a travel. And a turnover against Hayden. That is number 7 against the Wildcats compared to 5 for the Spartans. So it's going to be Ortega inbounding against the full court press. Find Sheldon Stewart. Double team coming. Still in the backcourt. Stewart able to get out of there. Rifles it across to Peters. Peters directed the left elbow over to Leeds, the far side wing. Being trailed by Padilla. Reck set a screen, but instead it's off to Stewart. Stewart, near midcourt, is fouled by Padilla 40 feet from the bucket. And Sheldon Stewart will say thank you very much and head to the line for 2 guaranteed free throws because that is foul number 10 here in the first half for the Hayden Wildcats. Just been littered with fouls all half on both sides. And Stewart hits the free throw. He is 2-for-3. Right now the Spartans have 17 points. Now 18 points as Stewart hits them both. And 8 are from the free throw line. Drew Hess will check in. Cooper Reck is out. 3:06 to play in the half. It's a one-point game again as the Spartans have scored 6 in a row. Padilla working against Stewart. Bounce pass over to Otting. On the perimeter right side. Off to Padilla. Padilla gets a screen from Otting but doesn't use it. Now over to Ham. Ham long pass back to Moeller in the near side corner. Said rifles to Duffy on the wing. Now Padilla left side for three and knocks it down. Same spot. Jacob Padilla connected in the first quarter. He's got 2 of the 3 made three-pointers for Hayden. Back to a four-point lead. Over to Ortega. Ortega into the lane. Able to get in between a couple defenders and drive and score with the right hand. Ortega's first field goal. He's got 4 points. Spartans respond right back. Otting drives into the lane. And Leeds rips it right out of his hand. A turnover. Parker Leeds the other way. Gets around Moeller. Up and in with the right hand. Parker Leeds now up to 8. And a stoppage with 2:11 to go. And that's because Jacob Ortega is grimacing and favoring his lower right leg, and that's not a good sign. Trey Templeton will come off the bench to spell Ortega, but that is not a good sight for Emporia after Ortega scored 4 points recently. Do without him for the final 2 minutes of the half. We're tied at 22 apiece. Padilla, step back mid-range, no good, left it short, and the rebound to Drew Hess. Parker Leeds will walk it up the other way as Bo Welch shouts out instructions. Leeds got to get it across and able to do so. Almost a little bit too casual there. Now Templeton on the left side finds Hess top of the circle. Hess needs some help, so Leeds will come and get on the right wing. Leeds driving, stops at the free throw line, back out to the perimeter of Templeton. Templeton drives. He has an opening from the free throw line. That's no good. Misses it. The rebound tipped out to Jake Moeller. Back the other way. Otting posting up against Hess. Double team coming. Templeton reaches in. Spartans wanted a travel. Instead, it's going to be a reach-in foul against Templeton. Hess was out on an island with Otting, and so Templeton came over to provide help in the interior of the lane. Hess was kind of on the outside, so preventing Otting from just spinning towards the middle of the lane. But Templeton reached in the process, so Otting will go to the line for a 1-1. First free throw is in and out. So he missed the front end. Tipped out, though, and Ham up with it. A big offensive rebound off the miss. Front end of a 1-1. Otting back underneath. Leeds hits the deck. No call. And Otting hits the bucket. And that's a frustrating sequence there for the Spartans. You get the missed front end only to do nothing with it. Only to give up 2 points in the possession anyways. We're under a minute to go in the first half. It's 24-22 Hayden. Were you looking to finish a strong surge in the final 3 minutes of the half in style. River Peters with the basketball on the far side, working against Duffy. Peters been very quiet. That's 5 points. Pales comparison to what he's done recently. Now Stewart with it over to Hess. We're down to 30 seconds to play in the first half. Peters with the basketball back to Hess. Spartans working exclusively outside the perimeter. Hess looking for Peters, who's posted up against Padilla on the right block, and he'll draw a foul. And you know what? Well done by River Peters. He recognized that Padilla, who is 7 inches shorter than Peters, was his primary defender. So Peters went to the right block and posted up. And Hess saw that, pass it in. Peters was unable to hit the shot, but is able to draw 2 foul shots. And the first one is good. River Peters is now 4 of 5 from the foul line. Now Calvin Seeley's going to shed the warm-up and come in for the first time in the game. Parker Leeds will get the last 21 seconds of the half off. And good reason why, he has 2 fouls. Peters is playing with 2. He hits the second. And he's going to stay in the game for now, but we will first have a timeout by the Wildcats. It's a full timeout with 21.6 to go in the first half. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you in part by the Emporia Public Schools. They build futures. Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages. Contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 344-4197. And John North Ford, a great deal better.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
24-24 score with 21.6 seconds to go in the first half between the Emporia Spartans and the Hayden Wildcats. Spartans jumped out to an 11-6 lead after the first quarter. Then Hayden punched back, starting the second on a 13-1 run. In the meantime, the Spartans had their 3 leading scorers, Parker Leeds, Cooper Reck, and River Peters, all pick up 2 fouls. But the Spartans been able to get to the free throw line a fair amount, and that is a big reason why Spartans have been able to claw back and tie this game. And now, after a timeout, the Hayden Wildcats will have a shot at the final shot and potentially a halftime lead. 15 seconds to go. Moeller off to Duffy. Base guarded by Stewart. Switches on to Calvin Seeley. Now over to the corner it goes. 5 seconds to go. Knocked away. Pass up with it. Trying to press it. Skyler Stewart, or Sheldon Stewart, I should say. He has a 3. It's good if it goes, but it misses everything. Sheldon Stewart cannot knock down the 3. Neither can his older brother, Skyler Stewart, who graduated last year. But either way, 24-24, that is where we stand through 2 quarters of play. And we've reached halftime at Hayden High School. Step aside, take a timeout. And then head back to the KVOE studios for the Long Meadow Plaza halftime show, which begins after this news update here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's always all about...